Proclamation number 8756, dated the February 18, 1964. Jesus' body was also solidified substance in accordance with God's will. Accept my instructions and ask me whatever you would like to know, because I want to explain the truth to you so that you can pass it on to those who ask you. Although you can only receive appropriate clarification in accordance with your comprehension, I will also give your intellect the ability to recognize spiritual knowledge, and thus you will be able to stand up to the rational person when necessary. Reconciling the physical consistency of the man Jesus with the Supreme Spirit of Light, who descended to earth in order to serve me as a cover for my human manifestation, is difficult for you to understand. Fallen as well as non-fallen original spirits live on earth in a physical external frame which consists of impure substances of another original spirit, thus they are still at the beginning of their development. Hence the soul is meant to perfect itself during its life on earth. It should remove everything unspiritual within itself. It should resist all temptation, discard all impure waste, fight against impure instincts and desires, change all vices into virtues, thus it should change its whole being into love. And it is constantly harassed by the immature substance which wants to pull the soul down again and which is constantly driven to do so by my adversary. Consequently, human life on earth is the last process of purification within the physical external form, and it can result in complete success, in the soul's total spiritualization. At the same time the soul can redeem and spiritualize the body, too, if it tries to influence this immature substance with much love. If it stifles all worldly lust and increasingly tries to persuade the body to completely detach itself from the world, if, therefore, soul and body jointly follow the spirit within and enter into an innermost connection with me, every human being will have to fight these conflicts with himself, because every physical external frame is an immature spiritual substance which still belongs to the adversary. It merely cannot be controlled by him directly during the period of constraint, whereas the soul is exposed to the temptations of the adversary during its earthly life and needs to resist them firmly, and the body, due to its immaturity, will always aggravate the soul's aspirations, because the undeveloped spiritual substance is still more aligned with darker realms. However, it can receive light if it carries out deeds of love, and then the body will always participate in everything the soul wants to do. Although Jesus' soul certainly had a physical body, there was, nevertheless, a difference, because his body, his physical cover, did not belong to a once fallen original spirit, in spite of being physical, i.e., in accordance with my will solidified spiritual substance, which could not actually be influenced by my adversary because it did not belong to him since he had no authority over any spirit which had not fallen. But Jesus had to fulfill a mission, to achieve his own spiritualization on earth through love and the agonizing death at the cross, through the act of salvation. When his soul had descended to earth and entered into a physical cover, it was besieged and held by numerous immature substances which had been attracted by the light, but which experienced the light as torment and tried to extinguish it. The soul of light had entered the kingdom of darkness and had to pass through this area and disperse and redeem everything entering its sphere with its light. It had to suffer with love and try to help all unspiritual substances which had joined it, because his immense love caused Jesus to descend to earth and the soul did not surrender this love but used it as strength for the weak wretched substance which clung to it and which it could not remove forcefully, since his love did not allow it. and thus the body was harassed by the said immature spiritual substance which wanted to transfer all instincts that are inherent in every human to the body. And externally, from other people, the soul was equally troubled by many different temptations which stimulated the natural instincts in Jesus' body, because his body was created no different than that of other people, albeit it did not contain any satanically attached substances, since due to my will it was begotten without sin and thus a pure vessel for my human manifestation within it. But for the purpose of its act of salvation, the body responded to all assaults by my adversary, to all temptation from outside, to all human seduction, just like any other body, and Jesus had to overcome all these instincts within himself, because he had to exemplify to people the right kind of life. And thus he had to overcome every human instinct, or desire for the world, or lust. He had to offer resistance, fend off all temptation without violating love, thus he had to spur it allies, but it just as every other human being, and he succeeded in doing so, having been given the strength by love which also finally accomplished the act of salvation. And yet again the man Jesus had to know and overcome all human weaknesses, because he was intended to become a shining example to all of humanity, because all human beings shall can achieve this goal. This work of spiritualization was by no means easy for him, since the temptations had been particularly powerful to him, because the adversary himself had fought against him as not to lose his followers. On the other hand, however, the human external frame which was to shelter me to be pure and without sin, I could not have manifested myself in a body whose substances belonged to an original spirit who had once deserted me. You have to clearly understand that. Because precisely this external shape should be and remain visible for eternity. The unification of myself, a most supreme being of light. My only begotten son, and part of a fallen spirit would never ever have been possible. The unification of me, my only begotten son, the most supreme being of light, but since the salvation through Jesus every fallen being can accomplish this unification with me. However, before Jesus' crucifixion the salvation had not yet taken place. Thus the physical external shape could not have been saved either if it had been necessary, and hence I myself could not have worked on earth through the man Jesus, which, however, was the case, because my spirit was in him and expressed itself with deeds of miracles and through my word. So don't be misled if you are given knowledge which does not correspond to this, but believe that you receive the pure truth from me myself, because I know how misguided the thoughts of many people still are, and I will correct every error as soon as you ask me for it. Amen.